When the world's on fire. Friends, let's face the facts. This world is heading for a terrible day of destruction. The earth will be destroyed by fire, but God has forewarned us and provided a way of escape. The day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also, and the works that are therein, shall be burned up. 2 Peter 3:10. Such unheard of, untold fury will be hurled out of heaven against the ungodly as to make them cry for rocks and mountains to fall on them to hide them. John describes the vision of that day as God gave it. And lo, there was a great earthquake, and the sun became black, and the moon became as blood, and the stars of heaven fell unto the earth. And every mountain and island were moved out of their places, and the kings of the earth, and the great men, and the rich men, and the chief captains, and the mighty men, and every bondman, and every free man, hid themselves in the dens and in the rocks of the mountains, and said to the mountains and rocks, Fall on us, and hide us from the face of him that sitteth on the throne, and from the wrath of the Lamb, for the great day of his wrath is come, and who shall be able to stand? Revelation 6:12-17. O friend, who shall be able to stand? There is no hiding place in that day of awful and terrible exposure of sin. There is only one place of safety for that day, Jesus Christ. There is only one covering for sin, blood, and only one blood that can atone for our sins, the blood of the Lamb of God, Jesus Christ. When your house is on fire, you flee to safety. But where will you flee when the world's on fire? Why will men be such fools as to attempt their own salvation, especially since God has provided salvation free to all men? Will you increase his wrath upon you by turning away his offer of mercy and pardon? Friend, be sane enough to face the facts. Terrible indeed is our guilt before God and our just condemnation which already hangs over every responsible creature. But all the more glorious is the good news of a way out. Listen to this. God offers pardon for us guilty sinners because Jesus Christ, his Son, gave himself as a sacrifice for our sins. His blood was shed as a ransom for us. He is even now at the right hand of God as our lawyer, our advocate. But there will be no lawyer on the judgment day. Christ will then be the judge, judging righteously. Neither angels, men, nor devil will accuse him of unjust judgment. Will the judge of all the earth find your name in the book of life? Will you be standing with the redeemed who washed their robes white in the blood of the Lamb? Or will you hear, Depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels? Oh, what fool would not accept pardon in view of such dire consequences? Come to the Savior now, while he offers to be your lawyer. In the day of judgment, it will be too late. Repent and believe. Surrender your old life, your old self. Acknowledge God's verdict of guilt. Confess and forsake all sin. Accept God's pardon. Rejoice in his mercy. Receive Jesus as Lord and Savior. And let the Holy Spirit live in you to direct your life. Then you will look forward with joy and not with dread to meeting God. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Romans 8:1.
Have you been to Jesus for the cleansing power? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you fully trusting in his grace this hour? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you washed in the blood?
In the blood,
in the soul cleansing blood of the Lamb? Are your garments spotless? Are they white? And must know, are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you walking daily by the Savior's side? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Do you rest each moment in the crucified? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you washed in the blood?
In the blood,
in the soul cleansing blood of the Lamb. Are your garments spotless? Are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? When the bridegroom cometh, will your robes be white, pure and white in the blood of the Lamb? Will your soul be ready for the mansions bright and be washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you washed?
Are you washed?
Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Lay aside the garments that are stained with sin and be washed in the blood of the Lamb. There's a fountain flowing for the soul unclean. Oh, be washed in the blood of the Lamb. Are you washed?
Are you washed?
So cleansing blood of the Lamb, are your garments spotless? Are they white as snow? Are you washed in the